Ray Foley on Today FM.
Now we got there. What is this leaving cert thing? Is this some sort of a joke? Is this April Fool's until next week?
No, it's kind of wild. I mean, I read the headline once and I had to read it twice.
They're doing an English oral.
Yes, they are. Yeah,
they're doing an English oral. Yeah. They're going to do an oral in English, talking English, like.
Yeah. Is it going to be the equivalent of what you would have done in the Irish oral? Like, if I was sitting it, would I be saying...
Blind panicking.
Hi, my name is JP.
I live in Dublin.
During the summer, my family and I went to County Mayo. I like playing sport. Please, can you tell me how to get to the local train station? Will I pass, lads?
I would like a hamburger and fries with no cheese and a large Coca-Cola.
Sometimes I go to the library.
Is this a joke? Dad, by the way, all messing aside, they're saying teachers are, we heard in the news bulletin, teachers are behind it. It's a good thing. Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, absolutely. People need to be able to speak English properly, you know, and to a standard. We'd probably fail. We would fail.
Bottom of the class.
Yeah. I mean, for anyone that listens to this on a regular basis, just you know what we're talking about. Like, what's the day again? It's a Let's Laugh Day. 0874-100-102. Let's Laugh Day. It'll make you laugh like a baby laughing. All right, kid. Or a duck laughing. A mean laughing duck. I still think that duck is...
Sneery duck.
Pure sneery. That duck is a toot, I tell you. Anne-Marie's been on. This is my dog. Anne-Marie's dog laughing. I think the dog is asleep, is hanging. Our big dog used to do that.
Really?
Now, what's the dog laughing at? The dog is having a funny dream. Adorable. That's like a German Shepherd or something like that, is it?
Yeah.
Here, let me call my Amory dog lady.
It's ringing. Hello?
Anne-Marie, darling, it's Ray Foley here on Today FM. How are you?
Oh, God, hi.
We're laughing at you, Anne-Marie.
Seriously?
We're
laughing.
It's all about... No, we're not laughing at you, we're laughing with you. Your dog is adorable. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks. That was a few years ago.
What's your... Is it his or her name?
Her name is Revy.
Revy?
Yeah.
And is she a nice dog? What I'm trying to ask here is, do you feel that maybe she's... Is she laughing at you?
Probably, yeah.
All right, okay.
She's a bit spiteful.
it's a spiteful laugh. I mean, I didn't seem that spiteful in terms of the laugh. I often think that when I'm dreaming myself, when I'm asleep, because of course the dog is asleep, when something makes me laugh in a dream, isn't it wild that your subconscious was able to do something that your unconscious in your sleep wasn't expecting? And so it's a third part of you made the second part of you laugh. That's what was going on in Revy there.
It could have been true. My daughter's actually laughing at the whole thing too right now.
What's your daughter's name?
Phoebe.
Hi to Phoebe then. How old is Phoebe?
16 months.
All right, she's keeping you busy then. Listen, I'll let you get back to Phoebe. Thanks so much for taking the call. All the best.
Thanks so much.
Love the show. Hey! Leaving cert students to face oral exams in English under sweeping changes. They're going to have an oral... It's just like back in the day, we'd... I don't know, German oral, Irish oral, Rocky May, Gucci, Bally Bunyan, Ermolehan Tassira, V. Modrifor, Egg, Immerch Pella, on Tra.
Just riveting conversation.
Scintillating. Leaving cert students sitting the English exam in the future are likely to face oral tests at the end of fifth year, where they'll be quizzed on plays or books that they've studied. Students will be expected to engage in two-way communication and to make connections, gain insights, synthesize and evaluate ideas in an assessment worth 20%. Do you know, on the face of it, when you dig a little bit deeper into it, it makes sense because it's a bit more delving into the critical thinking of the students understanding of the piece or of whatever it is that they have been told to learn in Honours English.
No, thanks. Not for me. No. Not for Leaving Cert me. No, I'm grand. I'll learn off a few things and I'll just parrot those out in the exam.
This lad, Carol O'Brien, is the education editor in the Irish Times, writing this article. Carl, now, it's worth noting, Carl was in college with us. He was 2 years ahead of me and JP. And Carl, well, it was a journalism course. Carl has become an editor in the Irish Times. And we're here giving out about an English-speaking test on an English-speaking radio station.
Carl really took it to heart, didn't he? The old journalism course, didn't he? That
tells you everything you need to know.
Where? He was 2 years ahead of us, so he's always felt like the adult. Do you know what I mean?
Hang on. It's ringing. Is it there?
Hello, JP.
It's Ray here, Carlos, here in Today FM Radio here in Dublin City Centre. How are you?
I'm very well, Ray. I'm very, how are you?
Carl O'Brien, everybody.
Now, we will be grading you on your conversational skills here, Carl. So yeah. Well, be on your best behaviour.
You will be getting a score at the end of this. I went to Ballybunion on my holidays. I had a burger with ketchup and onions.
What do scallops? What are scallops again?
It doesn't matter. It's English. English.
That's an
English
Ray, I think.
We're going to walk this one. So tell us about this, Carl. I suppose there's been so much discussion about AI and AI doing all the hard work for you that this might be a way of circumventing the chance of students sort of winging it with AI or learning it off or doing it by rote with AI, because they'll have to sit down in front of an examiner and actually explain their thinking.
Exactly. There's no hiding place. You know, when you're in the oral exam, as many of us will remember, when you struggled your way through your Irish or your French oral or whatever it is. So you're right. This is the one type of test, really, that is AI proof. You know, you can't, you really need to know what you're talking about. And the beauty of an oral assessment is it really does test you, because you know, the questions will be asked by an examiner. They can go in any kind of different direction. And having the notes in your back pocket isn't going to help you, really. It's all about what you read. Do you know what you're talking about intimately? And what we're talking about here, of course, it's the plays or the books that you've studied. And it's all about making comparisons and connections across them all and looking at the overlapping themes. So yeah, I think it'd be really testing. And I think it's also going to, it's changing how we assess students, but it's also going to change, I think, the classroom a lot, because we'll see far more debate and discussion and exploration of themes. So that's, I think, a good thing. And also, you know, you'll hear this phrase a lot, 21st century skills. You know, the kind of skills you need for the modern workplace, and communication is really part of that. So I think anything that boosts communication skills among Leaving Cert students can only be a really good thing.
Yeah. One of the things that you'd always see it in the American high schools, where it might be English or media studies or one of these cool subjects that they'd be doing, and the teacher would be a cool, trendy teacher, and he'd be like, okay, guys, what do you think about this? And they're bouncing ideas around, and they're like, I think this, and really it's just a study in that, and this is the way I feel about this. And surely, wasn't she really just saying this? And it was, she was a woman of her time. That's the kind of thing, like, it was the opposite of that when we were in school. It was shut up, listen to what he's saying, write everything down. So yeah, certainly more engagement and more discussion, but also there's like, even as adults, modern humans have stopped actually using out loud words to exchange ideas. We're much more, the example I always use is the takeaway. I can't pick up the phone and ring the takeaway and say I want a doner kebab and a chips and a can of Coke. I would much prefer to do it on an app or have my wife do it. So none of us want to talk to people anymore. So this again forces a younger generation to go, no, for at least this, you're going to discuss things.
Exactly, you know, and you know, it seems so simple, but it's so challenging as well. And you're right, most of us avoid having conversations a lot of the time. But also, you know, like, a lot of us avoid thinking as well, and really deep thinking. And that's what they're talking about. Yeah. It's challenging on both of those things, you know, that whole idea of just creating meaning from talking, you know, and it's simple, but it's profound at the same time. And you're right, you know, what you were saying there about the traditional high school versus the traditional Irish schools. maybe where we sat kind of sullenly and nobody wants to contribute. Like, you often hear that at third level as well. You know, it's the students from abroad, from the UK or America, are the ones really contributing in the lectures, you know, and it's the Irish students who are sitting there kind of afraid of their lives of saying anything. So, you know, maybe this will be the spark that might help change that. You know, we'll see. It'll take a while. It's going to be 2027. So if you're in fifth year in 2027, this new curriculum will be rolled out. So it's not happening today, but it is happening just around the corner. And I think it'll be big changes for everyone concerned.
John Paul wants to ask Carol a question. Go on.
I have a question. Well, I was just thinking, if somebody came in here into the studio and told us we had to change how we were doing our job, we probably wouldn't be happy. Any word on how teachers are receiving what might be a change to how they approach English?
You know, it's a mixed bag. You know, some are kind of tentatively pretty positive about it. They do like the idea of these kind of oral assessments. And in fact, if you're an English teacher, you've been doing this for a while anyway because of the junior cycle, the old junior cert. Students have been expected to present in front of class and to do these kind of oral presentations. So it's not new at that age cohort. And then there's others who are really worried. And the big worry along about many of these teachers is that we're going too fast with the reforms, that a lot of the what we're talking about in terms of project work is vulnerable to cheating, you know, using all these AI tools, which we spoke about in the program once upon a time. And as you said, at least the oral is AI proof. One of the other parts of this new English exam is you'll have to do a creative writing project, and you do that, you know, outside of the exam. You do it in class time over the course of maybe a few months, and the worry is that kind of stuff that students might be prone to using AI tools to create that, and then the teacher at the end of the day has to authenticate that work as being the students, and they're saying, well, how the hell am I going to do that if I've no convincing way of determining is this the student's real work or not. So that is an anxiety
I suppose on the face, you know, when you discuss it, like, it's very easy to eye roll and laugh at it and say isn't this all just daft, but it's actually, it makes a lot of sense. Carl O'Brien, education editor with the Irish Times, thanks so much for joining us. Lovely to catch up with you again, sir. Talk again.
Cheers, Ray.
All the best. JP. Bye.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
So I'm still unsure, though. I mean, you know, what he was saying there about, you know, exchanging ideas by talking and discussing, educating and enlightening with discussion. No one comes here for an enlightening discussion, do they? Oh, my God.
If they have, they've taken a wrong turn.
I'll tell you what, you need to get your radio checked if you've come here for an enlightening discussion.
Ray Foley on Today FM.